At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, the stage has been set for Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, and we are now down to the Kansas City Chiefs at the San Francisco 49ers. And let's look at how that has impacted their sports card values on eBay. Let's look at the top players going up right now in football card value on eBay, correlating that player performance with that eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one, Brock Purdy. I hope you guys did not turn this game off at halftime because the Lions stormed out to an early lead over the 49ers, building to 24-7 by halftime. But the three-minute mark of the third quarter, there were so many mistakes. The Lions' third quarter included a drop pass on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal to make it a 17-point game, a potential interception hitting defender's face mask turning into a long reception, a fumble to start a possession, a drop pass on a would-be third down conversion, a punt that should have been downed at the one but they couldn't down it properly. Literally everything went wrong for the Lions in the third quarter. So Mr. Irrelevant from the 2022 draft becomes the newest NFC champion. Brock Purdy keeps proving people wrong. And the 49ers playmakers did what they do best, make defenders miss. Deebo Samuel back from injury for six missed tackles as a receiver and two more as a runner, while Christian McCaffrey added three missed tackles as a receiver and two as a runner in this mean stiff arm on CJ Gardner-Johnson. There have been only five instances of a wide receiver forcing six missed tackles in a game this season, and Deebo Samuel owns two of them. And when we look at the eBay Buy It Now and Best Offer sold data for the past 24 hours, Brock Purdy has literally tripled since this time last week with 675. And we've got 2022 Chronicles Recon, serial numbered out of 75, rookie card, non-auto, selling for $190 in Buy It Now today. That same card just 8 days ago closed an auction for $84. The Prism, red, white, and blue, closing an auction today for $123. When back on November 7th, we have that same card closing an auction for $53. You have this base optic PSA 9 selling for $75, and that current average before today on that card was about $45. Going back to that red, white, and blue Prism for a second, here we have a CGC 9.5 that's selling for the just about the same, maybe a couple dollars more than that other raw one. It's interesting to point out that on his base Prism PSA 9, the current 52-week average on this card is about $65. The current trend about $53. You can see here an auction from Sunday, 8:45 p.m., $50. And then you have a CSG 9.5 Mint Plus going for $75. So a noticeable increase there in the CGC, or sometimes listed as CSG, but it's also really CGC cards. So in fact, guys, the more I dig into CGC card values comparable to other major grading companies like PSA, BGS, SGC, I am pleasantly surprised more times than not. And the thing is, they have $12 grading submission fees right now that you can get in, get the cards back within 40 business days. They'll also re-slab the old green and white CSG labels for their new black and white labels that also now features a gold label pristine CGC 10. All right, and that'll add even more value to your card, guys. So definitely want to check them out. We're very proud to be sponsored by CGC on this channel. and help share the knowledge about what CGC can bring to the sports card hobby. They're backed by the largest coin and paper grading companies in the world. So they have very strong standings in other aspects of grading, and they're now branching out into sports cards. So definitely check out cgccards.com. Let them know Football Card Quest sent you, and back to the act. All right, guys, the largest Brock Purdy transaction yesterday was a National Treasures serial numbered out of 99 true RPA here, but plain colored napkin patch, $13,600 on 55 bids, an auction here from Hunt's Breaks. You had virtually that same exact card sell, but it was serial numbered out of 25. So in fact, we have literally almost three times the level of scarcity, but same photo, same set, virtually same picture, same rookie auto, but in a BGS 9. Which in some cases are actually valued more than a PSA 9. This one sold back on January 11th for only $8,200. And this one yesterday on Championship Game Day, up to $13,600. Wow, awesome increase there. Yet another one, that same card in PSA 8 condition out of 99. They sell for $8,000 in a buy it now back on December 19th. Whoo, baby. Brock Purdy's Chronicles Black Prism Black Finite, serial numbered 1 out of 1 here. Got the sticker, rookie auto. We also have a PSA 9 on the grade, auto 10. This sold in a DC Sports 87 auction last night for $13,280 on 77 bids. Whew. What a beauty. Hey, now real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. We are 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. If you want to make those laser-focused football card investments and sell football cards effectively and all of the really cool things about the football card market, make sure you hit that subscribe button, that little bell notification icon. All right, back to the action. All right, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. We're not going to go just off of the eBay buy it now and best offer sold data in the past 24 hours because number two is Christian McCaffrey. We know his prices are high. We're going to dig into his market here. You can see he's had 114, though, buy it now and best offer sold cards in the past 24, just behind Brandon Ayuk, 2020 rookie. You can see Brandon Ayuk has got more different rookie cards. Then Christian McCaffrey, Debo and Christian McCaffrey, very even. Also, 2019 draft class for Debo, 2017 draft class for Christian McCaffrey, 2020 draft class for Brandon Ayuk, and Mr. Irrelevant from 2022. But because he was Mr. Irrelevant, did not get printed in nearly the sets like Kenny Pickett, who's got 7,000. So although Christian McCaffrey is not going to get the MVP award, he is going to sell his Prism Disco rookie auto PSA 10 for over $1,000, $1,175 to be exact. So if we come in here in our Keep 'em football card prices web app and we search by Christian McCaffrey, let's filter out by Panini Prism. Even his regular disco rookie here only has 17 in the population. And you can see someone took him some quick cash on December 27th because they sold it in a buy it now for $240. Would have done better probably in an auction because the last buy nows went for $300. Also, Christian McCaffrey is literally one of the hottest names in football right now. Look at the chart for his base Prism, which comes silver standard out of the box for rookies in 2016 and 17 for $230. That is just yesterday, last night at 8 p.m. That is a buy it now of $230. Even had auctions for $260 heading into the game 8 days ago. Christian McCaffrey did rumble in this game for 2 touchdowns, including 4.5 yards per carry. What a beast. While also putting up 42 yards through the air for 4 receptions. I mean, he's going to be unanimously the number one overall pick in fantasy football next year. And if you look at the 180-day trend across the board, this guy is up a tremendous amount, including that red, white, and blue that saw a massive spike there. Someone paying $300 going back to 27th. Now in 2022, Christian McCaffrey had the monumental team change from the Panthers to the Niners. Big color difference in uniforms there. So you see a lot of demand for his 2022 cards. Rookie, I guess you could say, inaugural year with the 49ers. PSA 10 here, Color Blast, sold in a buy it now Jan 26, 3 days ago, for $950. His recently released Kaboom, Gold Kaboom, in fact, from Absolute this year. Closed an auction a week ago for $3,250 on 31 bids. Trying to find some comparisons here, we do have a rookie quarterback, Anthony Richardson, selling for $5,000 in a buyout now just a few days ago. Jackson Smith Najigba, rookie. These are rookie for these guys, $1,500. Got the Justin Herbert with newly acquired head coach Jim Harbaugh now selling for $4,000. And the Bijan Robinson closing on Saturday for $2,170. So, in fact, a veteran Christian McCaffrey 49ers card doing quite well in comparison with those guys. Some big-time Debo Samuel auctions over the weekend, including this Red Shimmer Auto, rookie auto with the lovely RC Shield, this time from Panini in 2019. Serial numbered out of 25, PSA 10, sick card, $660. This was also the day before the game, so you got to think, coming back from an injury like that, that's a good time to snipe players. Here's another one. National Treasures gear. Serial numbered 19 out of 25. Got a little football patch and the jersey patch. Got the on-card rookie auto. $375 in a buy it now. And then one more, a gold, which is always super popular here from Select in 2019. Concourse PSA 10. Serial numbered out of 10. $355 in auction on Saturday from 9 bids. Over 180 days, though, six-month period, Debo Samuel's market is up. Those rookie ticket autos up a nice 24%. But, in fact, the data was pulling in a lot of two here that sold for 400, which, in fact, 200 per card, which is well over the 52-week average of 123.75. And you look, you see one from a week ago, 165. So that was a nice little spike, especially when you look at the auction of 277 back of July 13th. So pretty rare card, only a population of 36. Definitely wouldn't take a $165 buy it now. Could definitely sell that card for 200 or more right now. You know, looking at Debo Samuel's rookie ticket auto raw market, you have a Prism Silver here, one selling for 130 raw just yesterday. And you can see that's up a nice, you know, 30% over this one here, sealed by Panini, that sold just the day before. And typically, card sealed by Panini like that is going to get a little bit extra value, but Photograph is better on this raw one here on the little card stand. And then you also have it timed much better. This one timed on game day, this one timed on Saturday. Definitely advantage game day card. And as a result from the forced missed tackles that Debo created, the big plays, you get a nice little spike there. In fact, if you go back to November 6th, that card could have been had in auction for just $65, which would have netted you a nice double up on last night's championship game. So taking another look back at his graded market, that Prism red, white, and blue again, man, jumping out for 49ers players. This is a very popular Prism parallel here, and we already know how popular Prism is. So in fact, guys, real quick, because I get asked this question a lot, if you guys want to access this web app right here where you can compare all these different players and their graded market, you can track your collection, store your collection in here, including raw, etc. You can track the sets that you have exposure to and how much you have exposure to each player. Then you can also check out our really cool world famous hype index that takes all kinds of factors into consideration. You have to check out a video in the description below for more information on everything that's included in that hype index. We don't have time to go into it now, but we are tracking some really cool metrics on a daily basis within this app. Plus, it'll get you access to our Discord server and our weekly articles and any other giveaway and backstage content that we put out over on footballcardquest.com, go premium. Check out that go premium button on footballcardquest.com. All right, guys, appreciate you. Now back to the action. So it was, in fact, Brandon Ayuk that caught that pass off the defender's face mask. His rookie ticket autos as recently as January 20th, so 9 days ago, you have a PSA 8 base but helmet variation. So that is the short print variation, $52. 20 bids, and then serial numbered out of 23 here. You have another one that sold for $42 on the 20th, sticker auto on that one. And there's the base rookie ticket auto with the team logo there, selling for $52 back on November 21st, $53 helmet variation sealed by Panini January 16th. And now helmet variation, sealed by Panini, going from that $50 price point to now $100 in the past few days. Just buy it now on January 26th. Here is another base one here, sealed by Panini, selling for $85. There's that sticker auto, serial numbered out of 23, selling for $76. And then another auction that closed Jan 24 for $112 helmet variation, sealed by Panini. It's become apparent yet more Brandon Ayuk big time sales, his highest sales, happening this past week before the game, including this NFL Shield 1/1 rookie auto here, 417. And then this Red Zone rookie ticket auto, PSA 10, that was listed for $400, sold for $350. This Illusions rookie 1/1 here, sealed by the Breaker. This was listed at $400, sold for $380 in a buy it now. Then you had this monster sell on game day. This is the biggest one from yesterday.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It is a slabbed booklet with the massive BGS slab here. Serial numbered out of 99. BGS 9.5, $280 in auction last night on 23 bids. Pretty impressive transaction. It's hard to find something like that being that scarce, but we do have a raw one that sold December 4th for $110 and a Tua on November 6th for $551. Making the $280 last night on that 9.5, pretty solid, man. Pretty impressive. Making his fourth Super Bowl appearance in 6 years, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs steamrolled the Baltimore Ravens in what many are calling a choke job from the Baltimore Ravens here. Mistake after mistake, undisciplined football. While the Kansas City Chiefs executed at a high level, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce in this game going off. And I think the Patrick Mahomes rookie market is getting so expensive. People are buying his second year cars, like second year base Donruss for $5. Like I had no clue that would be a $5 bank card, or his base Prism just in a PSA 10 slab. Probably a card you could find in a dollar bin. You get that in a PSA 10, $69 in a buy it now today. Or what about his 2018 base second year season ticket? No auto, nothing like that. Just PSA 10, $45. 2022 Immaculate Laundry Tag Patch, not from any specific game or event, but serial numbered out of 5, can net you $800. His Father's Day set, which not many people have heard of that. It's a pretty small set. Serial numbered out of 499, BGS 8.5 here, sold for $290 today in a buy now. His Optic red and yellow PSA 9, $750. So in fact, Patrick Mahomes has had 245 buy it now and best offer accepted sold cards in the past 24 hours. He does have 1,804 different rookie cards, just slightly lower than what Rashi Rice has, but four times as much as Travis Kelce with just 451. So you can see Travis Kelce's 202 here in the past 24 hours. Very impressive. Rashi Rice, pretty understandable, especially considering the rookie product was just being released. Isaiah Pacheco, 80. Very impressive as well, seeing how he's only got 323. Another Mr. Irrelevant from 2022, making big waves, putting up a nice touchdown in this game on the ground. And in fact, we are seeing price increases in all kinds of oddball cards for Patrick Mahomes over the past 180. I mean, hit cards, score college uniform cards, certified cuts, great expectations, base, 350 trend, rookies and stars crusade. Card that you may struggle to sell for many other players, not Patrick Mahomes. In fact, you had a red serial numbered out of 99 PSA 10 on October 3rd, sell for $2,500. And then on December 5th, you had that same card sell for $4,500. So this is a $2,000 increase in the value of that card over the course of 2 months. This is the thing with Patrick Mahomes. You got to get creative. If you look at his base card that everybody has seen, the base Donruss rated rookie, the base optic rated rookie, the prism, base prism that comes silver standard out of the box that everybody talks about, the high of that being at $12,000 in the Super Bowl time in 2021. And now it's $4,000 and people are wondering why it's not going up here. You see a buy it now there on Sunday at night, $4,000. And look, just a day prior, the auction ended for $3,150. So people don't have to end their cards in auction. They could wait, capitalize on some Super Bowl hype from Mahomes. That's a pretty nice increase right there from $3,150 to $4,000. And all things considered, this is astronomically higher than any other player in the league, right? Especially now that Tom Brady is retired and you compare the supply and the demand of Patrick Mahomes' market, it is head and shoulders above of everyone else. So there's a lot baked into the prices of his current cards. And therefore, if you want to profit on Patrick Mahomes' cards, you're going to have to get creative. Like this 2023, you know, seventh year veteran prism card. But it's a hyper. It's a cool card. It's numbered out of 175. It's selling for $46. This is more than what a lot of the rookies are selling for. Well, you know, you got yourself some CGC cards here, like Pat Mahomes Prestige, selling for $85. Prestige Passport, the Sports Illustrated magazine from November 19, 2018, selling for $350 yesterday in a buy it now, and all kinds of old green and white CSG slabs as well. There's the Press Proof Blue from 2017 in a CGC 9, by the way, selling today for $400. And that card in a PSA 9, current average $380, $355. So in fact, right in line once again, guys, with PSA. So believe it or not, the more and more I research the prices I find on the CGC and the CSG cards in the market, it is definitely gaining traction, gaining steam here in comparison with PSA, and certainly right in line, maybe a little bit better in some cases than SGC, and right in line with BGS. So very exciting data here. Now, where Patrick Mahomes goes, Travis Kelce follows, and so does T-Swift, but we're not going to talk about her. We're talking about, how about Jason Kelce with the shirt off, guys? Kept the shirt on this game, but Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce still putting up a big-time performance. Travis Kelce putting up 32 PPR fantasy points, getting 11 receptions, target leader, 11 for 11, incredible efficiency, 116 yards, and a touchdown. Man, look at this 2013 retro score. PSA 9. We're looking at the PSA 9 data, man. PSA 9 data going up big time for Travis Kelce right now. All these cards. PSA 10 data up quite a bit as well. That prism and the practice uniform, a trend of 220 up 12%. We're looking at a 6 month trend too, guys. 36%. At first, you know, he did dip after there in the mid season, right there around the middle of December. You can see that. Look at that, from November 17th, about 200. You had a $250 one there, November 26th, and then December 21 and December 18, you had some $140 ones, and now we are back up, baby. $255, $270, $331 yesterday at 6 p.m. Let's go. People making some big money on Travis Kelce if they were buying in the middle of December when he was just, man, he was putting up some really quiet game. There's that retro score in a CGC 9.5, December 31st, $69. And you can see right in line, if we go back to, let's say, December 31st, here we go. We have a PSA 9 that sold for $66. So right in line once again. Now, the biggest Travis Kelce transactions the past week or so, looks like heading into this game 5 days ago, playoff rookie ticket auto out of 99, PSA 10, low pop, of course, $1,925. This is marked down from $5,000, though. So I got to think that seller would have got more for that card. As you can see in this National Treasures rookie auto here, serial numbered out of 99, PSA 10, that sold for $3,000 in a buy it now last night. Oh, what about the Kelce brothers lot here? Check this out, a 2019 passing the torch. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce both autoed, serial numbered out of 10. These two cards netting this seller $2,000 in a buy it now. Whew, baby, that's a cool lot. And one more, National Treasures out of 49, gold, RPA, PSA 9, $2,100 in a buy it now. Now remember, Isaiah Pacheco does not have any rookie autos. If somebody can pin this guy down and get him to sign some cards, they are literally going to be sitting on a gold mine. I kid you not. In fact, his biggest transaction was in the past 90 days was today. It's his Black Pulsar rookie ticket, non-auto, of course, serial numbered out of 5, PSA 10, $575. Buy it now, baby. His certified mirror one of one sold for $350 in a buy it now just 6 days ago. Now, this one is an absolute banger for Chiefs fans. I love the color match here. Got the prism set, RC shield, PSA 9, serial numbered 7 out of 8 here. It's a red-yellow prism. Don't really ever see this card. Really cool card. $400 in a buy it now 6 days ago. In fact, his biggest game day transaction was an autograph, guys. It was this signed jersey here. Somebody was able to get it. Unbelievable. They paid $350 too to get it to them. Now remember, Rashee Rice still is the bona fide alpha wide receiver behind Travis Kelce. I mean, in terms of wide receiver, MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling may have earned himself some redemption in this game with that 32-yard catch as he was hitting the ground. He's had so many drops in his career. But Rashee Rice, second most targets on the team, converts 8 of them for 46 yards, average of 5.8. So pretty quiet game for his standards, but still putting up double-digit fantasy points. And he still had 210 buy it now and best offer sold cards over the past 24 hours. And bam, his Black Finite Prism 101 rookie auto sold in an auction last night for $3,200. That was over the gold vinyl out of 5 that sold for $2,000 on the 26th. Most of his graded data in the database is all around Mosaic. I mean, Mosaic is, you know, one of the really the first kind of major sets released here. We do have some data on that rookie premier holo back from the summer. Very low PSA 10 hit rate from raw to PSA 10 conversion. You can see out of the cards that have been submitted, which looks like 17, 19 of them, 63% of those are coming back nines, 26% of those are coming back fives. But going from November 26 here, an auction ended at 150. To a buy it now the day after Christmas for $300. Shout out to my man Tap's dad as well. I recognize that seller there. Him and I put some content out for the members. I mean, he is absolutely crushing it this year in sales. Nice $300. I mean, I know he converted that from a raw card as well. So huge, huge congrats to him on that flip. But man, just looking at that $150. Potential buy on November 26th to a month later turn into $300. And it's going to be a ton of Prism selling for him right now. Mosaic rookie auto blue out of non-serial numbered for $90 in auction today. Wow, man. His market is incredibly hyped up. He is one of those guys, if you pull out of a pack right now, definitely want to sell him. I mean, this is just new rookie hype, or you could get it graded. You know, the Chiefs are likely to sign a veteran wide receiver in free agency. or they could roll the dice. Potentially, they don't do that. Here's a Pandora out of 400 that sold for $60 today in a buy it now. Just an incredible transaction for a skill position player. Raw card. Wow. Yeah, so honorable mention here, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff, some really nice buy it now and best offer sold data in the past 24, but they lost, man. They choked. A costly Jahmyr Gibbs fumble was a big factor, man, was a big factor here. Zay Flowers, your team lost even though you made a great, great play. A few good plays in that game. 229. Laporta, another rookie. As you can see, some of the common denominators here are rookies. Jameson Williams, that massive handoff. Jordan Love, we'll talk more about him here this offseason. Anthony Richardson, Amon-Ra, Lamar Jackson, and Herbert still humming from the Jim Harbaugh signing. Now, real quick, guys, before I let you go, I want to share with you something else that is really near and dear to my heart, guys, and that is becoming the best person that you can be to be a role model for everybody else around you. This may be so you can stand at card shows longer and have more energy to find better deals at card shows or on eBay or on any other card marketplace. This could be just to be a great role model and the best person you can be for your wife and kids, etc. Guys, I'll be on a call tonight as I continue my health and fitness transformation and journey to become healthier, to become more fit, to become a better person overall, and to be more efficient on a day-to-day basis. So quick recap, guys. They do a call every Monday night. This is with my friend Brad and his fitness expert business partner, Gil. I will have an accountability call tonight. So if you want to join the health and fitness transformation with me, if you want to achieve success in those areas of your life, or maybe it's related to finances. Brad is a Dave Ramsey certified finance coach. They have multiple calls every week where they help keep you accountable to these goals, and they help guide you in the right direction so you can optimize your workouts. You can optimize the type of food that you're eating and help stick to it. Here they shouted me out. Here's another member, Jamie, who's down big time over 30 days. The guys in this group are all getting incredible results. In fact, we have a special link if you want to get up to $150 off, $250 off if you are a premium member of the Football Card Quest. And you can join this mission with me. And it's guaranteed results of your money back, guys. And I can speak for myself as I've lost now 45 pounds, about 75 days. We're all coming up to the 90-day mark. So love to see you guys that are out there that are ready to make a change in your life, whether it's health, fitness, or finances, to join Empower Men and make that happen. All right, guys, we're out. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be live tomorrow with Carter. We'll be live later this week with Steve the eBay Hitman. And we got a lot of exciting content to dig into this offseason as we transition. We'll be here all offseason long talking nothing but football cards for you guys. I'll see you in the next video. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.